That wasn't supposed to happen till later. Hello, friends, parents, honored guests, regular guests, teachers, admin, and of course, the class of 17. As we celebrate this day by donning our finest wizard costumes and rectangle hats, allow me to first say to all of you, congratulations. We have now done that thing required of us by the government. And in so doing, are now much less likely to spend the rest of our lives in our parents' basement or twirling a payday loan sign in a pink gorilla costume on State Street. Now is the moment we have been preparing for the last 13 years. We will emerge into the world like a beautiful monarch butterfly from its cocoon, or like a person stumbling from their basement after marathoning Futurama on Netflix for 52 hours. We will finally have our opportunity to make our mark. The world is our oyster, and those of us with shellfish allergies should be very afraid. Today we will be entering the fabled real world, armed with all the knowledge gained in high school to prepare us for it, like dividing polynomials, analyzing 18th century poetry, identifying mitochondria, you know, things adults do all the time in their daily lives. In the coming months, each one of us will be going through changes. No, kids, not those kind of changes again, thankfully. What I mean is that each one of us will be experiencing a change in our daily lives of some kind. And while that's scary, it's also exciting. And it's something that we're going to need to get used to, because all things change. Remember in fourth grade how we weren't allowed to use calculators because our teacher said that no one in the real world would just be carrying one in their pocket all the time? Or how we were told to never talk to people on the internet or get into strangers' cars? Well, now we all have a button on our special pocket calculators which summons an internet stranger specifically so we can get in the car. My point is... My point is, change is always happening, and if we can survive the stressed denim jeans going from cool to not cool to cool again, then we can get through just about anything. Many of us will be attending colleges this fall, moving away from our friends and families, and leaving behind our familiar PCHS hallways full of smiling teachers and beloved support staff. For most of us, we will be on our own for the first time. We will be attending new classes with new people on a noble pursuit of new knowledge. We will have to make our own decisions, like, who do I want to be? What do I stand for? Is this week-old lo mein still safe to eat? We will have to toast our own Eggo waffles, microwave our own chimichangas, and either learn how to do our own laundry or spend a lot of money on Fruit of the Loom value packs each week. It may be difficult sometimes, especially when your kidneys fail after 33 consecutive top ramen dinners, but you can't give up. You will recognize these changes and embrace them, like a weird uncle at a family reunion. Not because you want to, but because it's pretty much required. As Charles Kettering once said, the world hates change. Yet, it is the only thing that has brought progress. Then again, the world hates neckbeards too, and they haven't really done anything valuable, so I'm not sure if that totally gets my point across. What I'm trying to say is this. In order to grow and improve as people, we're going to have to step outside of our comfort zones once in a while, whether that's meeting a new friend, learning a new subject, or trying that sketchy seafood restaurant down the street. Sure, you may regret it when you're involuntarily purging yourself of clam chowder at 3 a.m., but then at least you will know that seafood is not your thing. In other instances, we will find that by changing and trying new things, we will come to understand where we fail, and more importantly, where we thrive. Change, while not always comfortable, is certainly necessary to success. Class of 2017, you have now shaken Mr. O'Connor's hand, received your diploma, and many of you have already Instagrammed the occasion with a caption that sounds like it came from a Drake song. So what's next? I'm so excited to see how you are all going to change and what kind of things you're going to accomplish. I personally have had one unforgettable government-mandated school career, and I'm going to miss all of the amazing teachers and friends I've met along the way. A weird uncle of change is out there waiting for all of us. So let's go with open arms, give him a big hug, and we'll probably realize that he's actually a pretty cool guy. I wish all of you success. Thank you.